This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 394 for Tuesday, May 14th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE futures canola market was weaker Tuesday, backing away from the five-month highs hit yesterday. Canola down 7 to over $13, July down $12.80 at $655.10 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil accounted for spillover selling pressure. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were also down on the day. Widespread rains across the prairies may delay seeding operations, but are seen as beneficial for crops in the long run, and that improving moisture added to the softer tone in canola. Chart-based selling was also bearish, with some stops hit on the way down, but the general uptrend does remain intact despite today's correction. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans down 5 cents in the July contract at $12.14 per bushel. The fact that used cooking oil from China was not included in the latest tariff hikes announced by the U.S. government this morning sparked the sell-off in soy oil that spilled into beans. U.S. soybean planting was 35% complete as of this past Sunday. That's in line with the five-year average, but 10 points off last year's pace. Meanwhile, Brazil's CONAB raised their call on that country's soybean crop to 147.7 million tons. That's up by about a million from an earlier estimate. Corn, it is also lower. The July contract down 5 cents at 4.67 per bushel. CONAB raised their forecast on Brazil's corn crop to 111.6 million tons, up by about 700,000 from an earlier estimate. Recent rains have delayed corn seeding across the Midwest, with 49% of intended corn acres in the ground as of this past Sunday. That compares with the five-year average of 54% done and 60% at this time a year ago. The USDA did announce private export sales of 405,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning, providing some support. For wheat, weather concerns in Russia remained supportive, but ideas recent gains were looking overdone had speculators on the sell side today. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in the July contract at $7.33 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 16 cents in July at $6.83 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 14 cents in July at $6.72 per bushel. U.S. winter wheat condition ratings held at 50% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. Spring wheat seeding in the U.S. came in at 61% complete. That's ahead of the five-year average of 48%. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, May 14th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.